Good evening. Please do speak if you wish to.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I've been listening to you.
Right.
Mm. All of you.
Having our discussion about passing on to spirit world.
What do you think makes people so frightened?
The unknown.
The unknown.
They're not
what to expect.
They're not very
afraid. Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, they're afraid. But why should they be afraid?
I think some of the religions confuse them a bit.
It certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly does. Well, I've sat here and I've listened to everything that's been said. And I'd like to say just one thing to all of you good people. I work for those people who are a little bit lost. And I know, and that is why I have come, I know that you do help in that way.
Yes. The rescues and things, yes.
I want to say this to you. Never be afraid of what is to come. And I know you say, but we're only human. If I've heard that phrase once, I've heard it a million times.
Yeah. It's a bit of a cop-out excuse, isn't it, really?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you're a sensible gentleman, you. I can tell. But what I want to say is that I would like all of you in your day-to-day lives, if only it is for 5 minutes, to smile and give love to those who seem lost, to those who cannot accept that there is a better place than here.
Yes.
Okay.
And I assure you it is a better place.
Yes.
But sometimes words never matter and people don't accept them. Even when you say you've had some wonderful experience, they will come up with some excuse.
Probably the best way to handle that is to try and project love to them. Because
of course,
words, isn't it?
That goes without saying.
Yes.
Yes. But what I would like to see happening and what I am striving to achieve is that the young ones, the ones who are closer to spirit anyway,
yes,
I would like them to become more aware and to pass on the word of existence.
Yes.
When you say young ones, how young do you mean?
From a very young age, when they can speak, they should be able to communicate to you of what they see.
Yes.
Yes. So that is something for you to all gauge by yourselves. Yes.
Do you think we should be a bit more forthright in our communications with the very young about spirit?
No, I believe you should be gentle and loving and just to say a few words that would trigger their way of thinking.
Right.
You obviously, for example, with a 2-year-old in your world, be able to express too much. Mm-hmm. But they have the sense and the feeling to know that what you speak is true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
So as they grow, they become a little wiser.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sprinkle a few little seeds gently.
Yes. Mm. Let them pick it up and think about it for themselves.
Mm. Yes.
You will be surprised.
Mm.
In fact, I am sure some of you have come across these very gentle, loving beings.
Mm. Yes.
Who in other cases would not be so happy as they are now. Because they did not have the knowledge that you have now.
Mm-hmm.
I see too many little children come to spirit who are wonderful in the sense that they are accepting. They are accepting of what has happened to them, but that does not mean they fully understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there is always something to say to them.
Mm.
And that is why it is such a blessing that we are able to help them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There are those children who recount their spirit friends to people. My brother used to have two friends, Gregor and Popsy, and he said to Mum, oh, they're helping Jesus do the washing up.
Mm-hmm.
So Mum had obviously told her about Christianity. So, if we can give them the spirit information, I'm sure that's what I know what you say is right, but yeah, just the fact that my brother mentioned Jesus, then obviously, if they get the right wording, that's even better.
Yes, well, we all know that there are many religions on your planet. Whatever happens, whether religion becomes extinct or not, all that is needed is love and the knowledge that you come from a better place.
Mm.
A better place that you will return to.
Yes.
Mm.
And the sooner these young people know that information, the sooner the understanding will grow.
Mm.
It seems that when children get a little older, into their teens, to talk about things like that would be much harder. Because young children are so much more accepting.
Yes.
And because they have that that knowing, that they have the wider vision at that age, they're still so close to spirit world.
Yes, and so often...
Yeah, they will take that belief into their older childhood.
Yes. And what happens with older children, they like to be the same as their friends and their neighbours.
Mm.
And so knowledge can be passed in that way.
Yes, that's true.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes. If you had a group of young people, you would soon get to the topic of what they would probably say dying.
Mm.
And what I would call arising into a beautiful place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Except those who've done... Sally Beck told us that those who've done not good things on this planet, for example, Hitler, they'll go into their own darkness, so it probably won't be quite so beautiful for them, I think.
Of course not, but that is something that can be taught as they understand the words of love and the words that goodness does exist. Then you can explain to them that there are areas in your physical world that are not quite what they seem.
Mm-hmm.
After all, we are not speaking of a place that these people go to. I am sure you have been told that they make their own hell.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
You must remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody is forced into any situation that they do not want.
Mm. No, even with Hitler and people like that, they say they're still spirits are trying to help them come out of.
No one is ever left on their own. Mm. But sometimes the light that they give is so dense and dark that it is difficult to, and that is why sometimes it takes so long for their understanding to come to the light.
Mm. Mm. Yes.
So
yeah.
Mm.
I enjoyed listening to you. And I hope I have not interrupted for too long.
No,
it's been interesting.
Very
thank
lovely,
you.
Very good words.
Are you involved with those that are trapped between worlds?
I do help with those, yes. That is my main object in the spiritual world.
Yes. Yeah.
There are many of us who do this work.
Yes. Mm. That must be very rewarding when you can persuade somebody, give them the insight.
We are overwhelmed with happiness for
yes.
them when they come through the darkness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they can see for themselves what has happened and how they must now begin to move forward into the light of spirit.
Mm. Mm. Yes.
That's a wonderful job.
It is a wonderful job,
yes.
but also an emotional job.
Yes.
I think sometimes Earth people don't understand that the emotions are still high sometimes.
Mm.
When we see loved ones who are fighting to understand the truth.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, I feel I've taken enough of your time.
Thank you very much for your words.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Is that the emotions are still high in the spirit realm? Do you mean so?
It can be when you see people who are struggling, who are without love, because without that word, without that love, they cannot move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we still retain some of the human elements that exist on Earth.
Yes.
Mm.
That must
for a short while anyway.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
So you do have a sort of empathic connection to them.
You have to, yes.
Yes.
You have to have that, otherwise...
Mm. You can't do the
they
work.
They would not listen
no.
to you.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, books are the other way to sort of reach young, very young children.
Yes, that is a very good idea, I feel anyway.
You've got illustrations as well. To
pictures
try.
And colour and, yes.
Yeah.
That is a good suggestion, sir.
Mm. Yeah.
And perhaps to know that the real home is spirit world. I mean, you wouldn't want to confuse them, but that's their real home and this is their earthly home.
Yes, you have to explain it very gently.
Mm.
I do not wish to make it seem as if it is so easy.
Yes.
Mm.
It takes time and it takes love and order.
Mm.
And it is a joint connection with you and with spirit to do this kind of work.
Mm.
I feel through my grandchildren, as I met last week, that being in their company and watching how gentle and sweet their natures are, it just gives a little insight as to what it is like in spirit world.
Yes, it would do.
It's just joy.
I am sure that you have all had the experience of entering a room that feels heavy and not very welcoming.
Yes, yes.
And on the other hand, to go into a room that is filled with love and light and joy.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, you know, there is a very fine balance.
Mm.
And now I really must go. I believe there is someone called Joe.
Oh, yes.
And I feel he wants me to stop talking.
It would be wonderful. We could go on for ages. But could we have your name before you go?
My name is Thomas.
Thomas, right. Oh,
have you been before, Thomas? Nice. I recognise that name.
No, I have not been before.
No, okay.
I have been around, but I have not spoken.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you
for coming.
Yes, there are quite a few people in this room waiting to talk to you. So don't think you're getting away with it.
No.
Yes.